This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Central Executive Committee of Nepali Congress decides to convene party's 15th General Convention from the 11th to the 14th of May. Government of Nepal extends gratitude to the Government of State of Qatar for a media amnesty granted to the 13 Nepali inmates. 58 election symbols to be printed with ballot papers for the proportional representation system of the House of Representatives election, scheduled for the 5th of March. And Donald Trump warns US will intervene if Iran kills protesters. Now the news in detail. The Central Executive Committee of the Nepali Congress decided to convene the party's 15th General Convention from the 11th to the 14th of May. The meeting, held at party's central office in Sanipat today, endorsed by majority a proposal presented by Acting President Purna Bahadur Khadka regarding the convention. According to party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat, the meeting also decided to extend the tenor of the party's central working committee until the end of the Nepali month Jyeshta. Although the Nepali Congress had earlier decided to hold the convention from 10th to the 12th of January, a revised schedule was set today after the previous timetable was disrupted. However, despite the new dates, some party office bureaus, including General Secretaries Gagan Thapa and Bishwa Prakash Sharma, have not abandoned their stance on holding a special convention in January. The Government of Nepal has extended its sincere gratitude to the Government of the State of Qatar for the Amiri amnesty granted to the 13 Nepali inmates on the occasion of the National Day of the State of Qatar and the International Human Rights Day. Issuing a press statement on Thursday, the Ministry of Foreign said the ministry highly values the kind gesture of pardon granted on humanitarian ground as the manifestation of deepening friendship and cordiality in the existing bilateral relations between Nepal and the State of Qatar. Ballot papers for the proportional representation system will be printed with 58 election symbols for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. Election Commission spokesperson Naren Prasad Bhattraya at a press conference held today said a total of 93 political parties had registered to take part in the proportional representation election, but only 64 parties submitted their closed list. Among them, 54 parties will contest using their own election symbols, while the remaining 10 parties have submitted closed lists under 4 shared symbols across different clusters. Bhattraya said in the previous elections, ballot papers were printed before the submission of closed lists, requiring inclusion of all parties' symbols. Based on current data, the number of election symbols for the proportional system has been fixed at 58, though it may decrease if any party's list is rejected during the verification process. Ministry of Health and Population has issued the Community-Based Disease Surveillance Guideline 2082. The guideline issued today by the Health Ministry was approved by a ministry-level meeting on the 30th of November in 2025. The ministry has requested to immediately inform the nearby health institutions or call at 1115 of Hello Health if any unexpected health problem is seen in the community. Similarly, rapid information would be delivered at health institutions within 24 hours through women community, health volunteers, teachers, and social leaders. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
विदेश गए पनि चिन्ता किन गर्ने
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ लिने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसारभरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party, NCP, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, argued the leftist socialist unity was materialized for the country, people and constitution. Coordinator Dahal said it during a program held to spread the message of unity at Khatbari in the district on Friday. Dahal vowed Nepali communists will move ahead by mending their ways, also in view of the Gen Z protest. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now, on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran's authorities against killing peaceful protesters, saying Washington will come to their rescue. The BBC cited Trump's post on social media as saying, "We are locked and loaded and ready to go." He gave no further details. A senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, responded by saying Trump should be careful if he intervened, warning of potential chaos across the Middle East. At least 6 people are reported to have been killed in Iran on Thursday after almost a week of mass protests sparked by worsening economic conditions. In Friday's post on Truth Social, Trump wrote, "If Iran shoots and violently kills peaceful protesters, which is their custom, the United States of America will come to their rescue." Chinese President Xi Jinping has invited South Korean President Lee Jae-myung to a state visit in Beijing, signaling China's desire to reinforce relations with South Korea amid regional turbulence. Al Jazeera cited South Korea's National Security Advisor Wee Sung-ilak on Friday as saying Lee will meet Xi in Beijing on Monday before traveling to Shanghai to visit the historic site of South Korea's provisional government during Japan's 35-year colonial rule. We said the leaders are expected to discuss practical cooperation in areas including supply chain investment, tourism and responses to transnational crime, according to Yonhap News Agency. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy in the remaining hilly regions. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. Some areas of the Tarai might be foggy. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central Executive Committee of Nepali Congress decides to convene party's 15th General Convention from the 11th to the 14th of May. Government of Nepal extends gratitude to the Government of State of Qatar for a media amnesty granted to 13 Nepali inmates. 58 election symbols to be printed with ballot papers for the proportional representation system of the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. And Donald Trump warns US will intervene if Iran kills protesters. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.